From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 76 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived the crash. Reporter James Bargent is covering the tragedy.
Around 10 o'clock, the plane communicated with air traffic control in the Jose Maria Cordova airport, which is just outside Medellin, and they reported that they're having electrical faults in the plane and they requested an early landing. But somewhere between that and actually making it to Medellin, the airplane went down.
The team had departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last, given the escalation of military attacks on the sector. UN aid agencies say they are shifting many humanitarian operations to Syrian government-controlled western Aleppo as thousands of people arrive there from the city's east. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says thousands of people have been fleeing eastern Aleppo in the wake of intensified ground fighting and indiscriminate aerial bombardment by Syrian government forces. The government reportedly has retaken more than one-third of the territory previously held by the rebels. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says scores of civilians reportedly have been killed and injured, and civilian infrastructure has been deliberately destroyed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on that story and other news, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. general, a U.S. general, is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition forces thought they were striking Islamic State forces. Coe said the strike killed at least 15 people, but the investigation was unable to determine an exact number. Russia claimed the strike killed 62 Syrian troops. A United Nations human rights spokeswoman said Tuesday that civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help the jihadists. Ravina Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refuse to allow IS rockets and snipers in their homes or who attempted to flee. The Islamic State group says the man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio State University was what it called a soldier of the caliphate. The statement posted by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the citizens of what it called international coalition countries. The U.S. Department of Commerce reported Tuesday that the economy grew significantly faster than expected between July and September, due primarily to strong consumer spending. The gross domestic product, or GDP, the total output of all goods and services in the U.S., expanded at an annual rate of 3.2%, its fastest pace in 2 years. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for stiff penalties for protesters who burn American flags. Trump said nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag, and if they do, there should be consequences, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that laws banning destruction of the flag violate the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects freedom of speech. A 1958 court decision banned stripping a person of U.S. citizenship as a form of criminal punishment. U.S. National Guard troops have been deployed to help battle wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of buildings in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The wildfires are moving through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. They have forced the evacuations of more than 14,000 people in Gatlinburg alone. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Tuesday expressed her willingness to step down from office in an orderly manner. Without using the words impeachment or resignation, she said she would leave her future course to the National Assembly. Ms. Park spoke in a hastily scheduled televised address to the nation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.